For the first time, former dancers from the Olympics, Christina and Sade Alain, are bringing their powerfully moving dance show, A Night's Game, to our Aussie shores. The dance show unearths a secret that is often swept under the rug, how the mind operates before a person goes into prison. We speak to Christina and Sade right now and find out how they're preparing for their Australian show. Hello, Christina and Sade. Welcome to 2SER.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for joining us. Very exciting to be out here in Australia for the first time. Is that right? For the first time for both of you?
This will be our second time in Sydney.
Okay. And you're playing at the Riverside Theatres next week in Parramatta. Now, this show is a bit of a story behind it. Can you sort of convey how you've turned dance moves into something that tells this sort of story?
Oh, very good question. Well, the type of movers that Sade and I are, we like to let the physicality create emotion. So we use our bodies to create stories, to create memory, to create feelings. And something like this, dealing with incarceration of the mind and the body and the soul, it's something that we were curious to play with, especially we had a family incident and also research. We went to Alcatraz. We've read a lot of books, even Chappelle Cordy. It's something that we're interested in, and we play a lot with entrapment and incarcerating the physical body.
Right. So your dance moves are conveying obviously a lot of emotion. Is it quite a intense feeling to do that? I mean, I feel you must come off the stage being very tired.
It is a 50-minute piece, so definitely we come off.
Yeah.
And we do feel like we've been through a process, a transition, a journey, but we do allow what Christina said, the physicality, to create an emotion. And there's moments where we actually test exhaustion. We used to be athletes in London, and this is something we're interested in, is how far the body can go, how far the mind can go, how long can you sustain a moment.
Yeah, because I was going to ask what the comparisons are between sport and athletics and dance. Do you find that you're using the same, you know, because obviously it's a lot of it's a mind game and pushing yourself and pushing your body to the extremes. Do you find some similarities there?
Absolutely. It is a mind game for sure. But this is kind of what's special about Alain Dance, our work, is we try to not lead with the mind but lead with the heart. You go with the feeling in the moment. And it was the same for when we were doing sprinting and running. We train. We see the papers. We see that our personal best is what it is. And technically, we should win this race. We should win it.
Yeah.
You know, through theory, we should win it. But it's our heart and belief in ourselves that leads us to that finishing line. And we feel that when we're performing and when we're dancing, when we're teaching, is that our heart is going to lead us through. And I feel like that's what translates to the audience. Well, I think also what's very similar with athletics and training is the preparation for a race is the same. Yeah. Mental, physical process is preparation for a performance, how you eat, how you sleep, how you work the body to train. So when you do come to performance of a race, performance on a show, you shouldn't have to worry about the body. You should just be focused in the moment. Yeah.
Really interesting way to put it. I think people don't think of dancers as, you know, pushing sometimes the limits that maybe that they are always. Obviously, every time they perform, it's like a performance, but it's also a strength mm-hmm. exhibition and showing how much they can do in their mental and physical image.
Necessary for that piece.
Yeah. Now, you're influenced by all sorts of styles. I was looking on your website. Is it Afro-Caribbean, hip-hop, Latin, and circus skills as well? What sort of styles are influenced mostly in this show, A Night's Game, that we'll be seeing here in Sydney?
Good question again. It's all of them. Me and Sade celebrate our heritage. We're from Barbados, our family, mm-hmm. and Barbados is... It's an island full of different cultures, different styles, and it's things that we've worked with. So we bring to the stage our athleticism. We bring the training that and the rhythms we learned from Katak. We bring our culture as celebrating through African dance, Afro-Caribbean, and the circus skills is the risk-taking, that feeling of we're going to go to the limit and we're going to go for it, and we accept if things are successful or unsuccessful. But that's what happens when you take a risk.
Oh, that's amazing. So I didn't realize that's where the circus part comes into it. It's the risk taking.
There's definitely some spectacular poses that you, if you come to the show, you would understand where the circus bits come involved. We do take risks, but we put ourselves in those risky situations that could go extremely wrong or extremely amazing. I think it's captivating. I think that's what keeps the audience on the edge, and it keeps us on the edge as well as performers.
I'm sure. Now, you've been doing a whole lot of workshops and these sort of intensive performance sort of experiences as well. What sort of people do you get to these workshops? Are they people who are really trying to, you know, convey their emotions in dance, or just people who are beginners or experts? What sort of people come along?
We teach a wide range of workshops and for a wide range of abilities. So we do have our Afrofusion workshop, which we haven't brought to Sydney this year, where that is open for every mover, let's say, people that are interested in moving, regardless of the age, the ability. Then what we have been leading here is our contemporary workshop, where it is people that are interested in learning more skills in contemporary, people that want to experience contemporary dance, people that just want to find a fusion of dance, a fusion of how they can put their styles in a contemporary format method.
Yeah, right. And it must be great to have that close contact with all these people who get to see, sort of ask you firsthand your experiences and get some good tips about how they can do that.
It's exactly why we enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah, and we always love to teach before performance so people see us as the human first.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works better that way, but then also it's interesting when people see us after our performance because they realize, oh, they're just two girls. They're human.
Of course. You've performed this show since 2016 over 9 countries. What are the different reactions been like over time? Have you had some really nice fan moments?
That's a really lovely question. Well, we've just come now from Vienna, and we did 4 shows there. And, you know, sometimes we have the audience that they roar as soon as it finishes. Sometimes you have the people that there's a moment of silence and then it's a moment of like a cry, like in a feeling of they're touched. We've had different reactions where people felt emotional, they felt liberated, they felt ready to, you know, they felt like they needed to contact their family member.
Wow.
But I think it's because we're twins, we're sisters, people are watching us, family on stage.
Yeah.
Very special, quite rare to see. And the piece also opens that kind of gate, I guess, as well. We have a very strong storyline, but we keep it open for the audience to have their own interpretation of the piece. So it depends on how you see the piece and how you respond. But it's all been very positive. We've been very lucky.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really amazing. I think people who see the show must feel a lot of emotion as well, as much as you have putting it on. So it's really nice. So the show is on 5th and till the 7th of September at Riverside Theatres in Parramatta. And there's also one of these workshops. You can learn the repertoire and see the show Friday the 6th of September at 10 a.m, I believe. And then there's a matinee performance at 12:30 that day as well. So a few opportunities for people to see it. All you have to do is go to riversidetheatres.com.au. Good luck with the shows. I hope they go really well.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for joining us on 2SER.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was the Elaine sisters right there, Christina and Sade Elaine. They are doing a fantastic dance show. It's coming up at Riverside Theatres next week. It's called A Night's Game. And I'll put a link to that on 2SER.com.